Jesus came to save mankind from eternal damnation. Jesus came so that we all could have an intimate love relationship with Christ so that he could be glorified. He first went to the Jews and presented himself to the Jews. And in the way that the Jews who accepted glorified God, he also opened up for the Gentiles. Now, what is a Gentile? The best way to describe that is anyone that is not a Jew. Guess what? We all are Gentiles. And because God's great divine plan, as Paul calls it, the mystery of the gospel of how the Gentiles accepted Christ, could come to know Christ, we all are that. We benefit from that. But guys, I believe we are a church here at Olive Springs that has genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. In that same degree, we need to know that we are on mission to go outside of these walls and to share the truth of the gospel. Matthew said something earlier that we all are missionaries, and that is definitely true. Y'all know me. Y'all know the practical jokes I play. You know how stupid I can be, how upside down sometimes I look at things, and I'm just like any of y'all are. I'm not special because I'm going to Costa Rica. I'm on mission just like you are. And we need to know that we're on mission, that we need to walk past these walls and look at this community and reach out into it and see people come to knowledge of Jesus Christ so that they can worship and praise him. Seven years ago when I came as pastor of Olive Springs, I remember going to Sam's. Charlotte and I were picking up some stuff, and we were going through the line. And I showed my Sam's Card Club to the lady that was checking us out. And it said, Olive Springs Baptist Church. And she says, are you a pastor? And I said, yes, I am. She says, where's your church? I said, well, the church that I serve at is on Austell Road, Olive Springs Baptist Church. She goes, well, I live near there. I live in the apartments right across the street from it. I said, oh, really? She said, I told her, I said, we'd love to have you come to worship with us sometime. She goes, it's that white church, right? And I was like, yeah, it's white. It's got the big columns up front and the big white steeple, which the new steeple looks pretty, and it has everything. It's white out front. And she goes, no, sir, I'm not talking about the color of the building. I'm talking about, isn't that white people church? And guys, my heart broke. Because I didn't want to be a pastor of a white people church. Because guys, that's not heaven. That's not what life's about. And it crushed me. It hurt me. See, I've been in the churches where they're very prejudiced. I was a pastor of a church in South Alabama where a girl came forward that happened to have black skin and accepted Christ. And the deacons called me up that night wanting to know if I was going to let that black person join our church. After I heard that, I knew God was dealing with me. I knew something was different. And guess what? God was dealing with this church of getting outside of the box, getting outside the norm. Quit trying to be a middle-class, white, suburban church, but get out there and reach the people of this community. And guess what? This community ain't all white. This community is many different colors. This community just don't all speak English either. And as God laid that on my heart, as God laid this on each one of your hearts, of saying, yes, we got to reach this community. We started seeing people started being reached. Instead of being that white church, We became that church that have those dentists up there once a year, that church that gives away free clothes, that church that gives out free lunches, that church that has been in my neighborhood doing a block party, that church that comes to my apartment complex and does backyard Bible club, that church that has made a difference in my life. That's what the church is about. That's what we're about. And I call upon each one of you, as a member of Olive Springs Baptist Church, may we never, ever, ever, ever lose sight of this community, of reaching this community, of making a difference in this community, of seeing this community one for Christ. Why? So that this community can worship and praise God, and who rightly deserves it. Look back with me at the scripture. I've entitled this sermon, "The Work of a Missionary." Now remember, you are a missionary. I'm a missionary. We all represent Christ. We all are the ones that are called out ones to go out and make a difference and share the good news of Jesus Christ in this community. So this sermon applies to me. It applies to you. And I'll be honest with you, this is a little bit different than what sometimes we've looked at missions as being. Look on with me in the scripture. So we continue to look in verse 9. "Therefore, I will praise you among the Gentiles. I will sing hymns to your name." Let's stop right there. Let's grasp this. I will sing praises to your name. Now, we all are the called out ones. We have been made holy through what Jesus did on the Calvary for us. We all are commissioned soldiers in this world. And we all have a responsibility to worship and to praise God. And we need to do it in a very public way. Whoever says that worship is private doesn't read the Bible. Worship is a very public thing. First off, I believe worship shows the lost world what we got, what we love, who we honor, who we glorify in all that we do. And it also helps model. Matter of fact, if you're taking notes in that first blank, put model there. A missionary models our relationship with the Lord to everybody that we come in contact with. Whether it be in block parties, whether it be in a medical fair, whether it be walking down the street, whether it be in the grocery store, whether it be at work, school, whatever it is, we are to model our worship and praise to the lost world. Now listen, lost people can't worship God. Wait a minute, Brother Kevin. I don't know if I agree with that. They can. You can't genuinely worship God until you come to a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. Repenting of your sins and making Jesus the boss of your life, that's salvation. Once you do that, you have an intimate relationship with God the Father, and now you can worship Him. And we need to leave these walls, and we need to worship God and set the model of what it means to be in a relationship with Him. But the sad fact is, we don't. We don't like reading our Bibles. We don't like working. We don't like this. We don't like that. It goes back to that thing. It's all about me and not God. We need to come with a desire to be intimate with Him in all that we do. We got here on Friday, and we went to Fuddruckers over on Windy Hill. We're sitting at Fuddruckers on Windy Hill, and the busboy came by. Remember, I gained 10 pounds. But the busboy came by, and I said, "Come here, I want to talk to you." His name is Jason. I said, "Jason, my family and I are about to pray right now. Is there anything we can pray for you about?" And Jason went, Huh? Is there anything we can pray for you about? We're about to pray. We'd like to pray for you. And he asked, peace. Peace. I said, all right, we'll do that. Jason walked away, and I took my family, and we prayed for Jason, salvation. We prayed for Jason to find a local body to believe in, and we prayed for Jason to have peace. Now, guys, I'm not saying that my family is the perfect family, but we publicly gave God glory, and we set the example. Now, you can do this in 100 million different ways, however God has called you to do it. But it has to be with your whole lives to show the love that you have for the Father. Well, we as a missionary, we have the responsibility to model the prayer. But look on as we go out into the world to see the lost except Christ. Look with me in verse 10. Again, it says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. With his people. Now think about it. We first went and we modeled it, and people start coming to know Christ, and people's lives are transformed. Now what we're doing is we're with them, we're assisting them, we're showing them, we're discipling them. And I think this is something that we need to talk about as a church. We need to talk about as a denomination. We need to talk about as Christians, because what we like to do is we like to get them saved, but there's something that happens here that we miss out on, and we don't assist them, we don't encourage them, we don't disciple them, and helping them to see and understand what it means to worship God, what it means to have an intimate relationship with Him, what it means to be real with your whole life. So therefore, as Paul talks about, there's a lot of people that are on baby food instead of meat of the gospel. And guys, we have the responsibility, yes, to go model it, but then we need to assist those in learning how. How many people have you assisted in their relationship with the Lord? Think about that. Is there anybody around you that you've made a difference in their life to help them know what it means to be a stronger, real Christian? I call it the power of influence. Think about this. I've shared this concept before, I believe, with this church. But God has placed us at our jobs, in our lives, with our families, with everybody around us for a reason. The reason why He's placed us where He wants us to be is because of our influence that we have with the people around us. There's lost people there. It might be that coworker that really doesn't understand what it means to be a Christian. It might be that new Christian that's been walking in Christ, but yet they're struggling for some reason or another in their walk, and God's placed them in our lives. And we have the responsibility to minister, to assist, to disciple each one of them in their walk with Christ, to build them up, to show them. I think back in my own life at people, of how people have stepped in, whether it be my mother and my father, and helped me understand, whether it be my first pastor that I had when I was a minister that really brought me along and showed me what it meant to be a pastor. And really, you can make all the mistakes you want, but just love the people. Y'all, that was the greatest thing I ever learned. But we need people like that in our lives that we're assisting along the way. We model it. We assist. Now look on it as we look on in the Scripture, the next part of the Scripture. It says there, again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing praises to him, all you people. Well, I believe we're showing and modeling the truth of the gospel. Then we come alongside of them and assist them. But then we encourage them because, guys, walking the Christian life isn't a bed of roses. Whoever thinks that once you become a Christian that all your problems go away, you're lying to yourself. Walking in Christ is a challenge, and we need to be there for each other and encourage one another and build each other up. When was the last time you came to your pastor and just said a word of encouragement? When was the last time that you came along someone in your Sunday school class and said, I just wanted to tell you something. Thank you for being my friend. When was the last time you went to someone and said, hey, I see the difference in your life. Something's going on, and it's neat. What's God doing in your life? And we're encouragements. But what happens a lot of times with fellow believers is that we try to kill our own wounded. We go after each other. We try to hurt one another. We say, look at me, look how great I am, and look how pitiful you are. Look at your sin, look how bad you are, look how terrible you are. But look at me, look how great I am. But the reality is we are tear her downs and not build her up. We'd rather argue, fuss, and fight than we would love and encourage and build up. Think about that. The work of a missionary is to model it. The work of the missionary is to assist it. The work of the missionary is to encourage one another. Well, let's go back to the scripture and finish this concept up. It says in verse 12, and again Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up one who will arise to rule over the nations, meaning Jesus. The Gentiles will hope in him. Before it was, we will model among them. We will assist with them. We will encourage all of them. But now it shows the Gentiles will hope in him. Now, y'all, this is something that's important that I want to make sure I'm presenting myself in the right way. We are to encourage, we are to assist, we are to be a model, but we also need to get out of God's way sometimes as well. I've heard of missionaries that go to communities and go to areas, and they will work for 30 and 40 years. And by first light, that sounds really amazing, but we have to understand sometimes it's more about the missionary than it is about Christ. Sometimes it's more about a pastor than it is about Christ. Sometimes it's more about that Sunday school teacher than it is about Christ. I hope you see my heart and what I'm trying to share here with you. It's not about us, it's about God. And when we start being the main focus, when we start being the main thing, when we start representing Christ in people's lives and it's been too long, the worship becomes ours and not God's. Now listen to what I'm about to say. May it never be that Olive Springs Church is worshiped before God. May it never be that Randy Cheek is worshiped before God. May it never be that the deacons of this church take the honor and the glory away from the true God. May it never be that it's about a minister of music. May it never be it's about a Sunday school teacher. May it never be anything but about Jesus. Think about that. The concept is this. God has called me to share the gospel with as many people as I can so that they can come and worship him. But very specifically, God has called me to plant churches. To go out and to see more and more and more and more churches started. whether it be in Costa Rica, whether it be in Panama, whether it be in Mexico, whether it be in Marietta, Georgia. My desire is to see churches planted. I want to go into an area and model my relationship with Jesus to the lost people, to the unchurched. I want to go in there and see believers starting to come, men of peace stepping up, and their lives being transformed. And I want to go and assist them in knowing Jesus Christ and in their walk with Christ. In the same way, I want to go and encourage them in their walk, in their public worship, in their private relationships with Him, in their private devotions. I want to encourage them in that way. But I also want to be able to step out of the picture so that God receives the honor and the glory. That's the work of a missionary. That's my prayer of what God is going to do in my life and what He's done in the past. I shared with y'all last time we were here back in December, when Charlotte and I started talking about what church we wanted to go and be a part of. Did we need to go to my parents' church up in White House, Tennessee and join that church? Did we need to go to Charlotte's mom and dad's church in Brewton, Alabama and join Catawba Springs Baptist Church? Did we need to stay in Enterprise and just continue on there? And God brought us, the reality is, we want to come to Olive Springs and be a part of what you all are doing around this community. Not because I wanted to come back here and have you pat me on the back and say, oh, we missed you, because really and truly, your memories of me are a whole lot better than what they really were. I wanted to come back to a church that had a focus on letting God receive the honor and glory. I wanted to come back to a church that allowed each of us to be on mission for Christ. And guys, I'll be honest with you. I don't know a lot about the church right now. But I know and I've seen each one of you share your faith in a real and true way. I've been to the Easter egg hunt when we're sitting down and sharing Christ with people. I've been out with you handing out bottles of water at the park that had the good news on it, the bottle of water. I've been to New Orleans with you. I've been to Mobile with you. I've been to downtown Atlanta with you. I want you to know that I want to come and join you all in your work and changing this world for Jesus Christ so that God can receive the glory and honor for all that He deserves. Let me finish up this scripture and I'll close out. We can't just stop here. We've got to see the rest of it. In verse 13 it says, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. The hope. The certainty of the truth of the gospel that we have entrusted all of our life, all of our being into. And the only way that we can do the things that God has called us to do, the only way that we can go and model, assist, encourage, and then get out of God's way is by the power of the Holy Spirit. We can sit back and talk about how bad this world is, how bad our president is, how bad our community is, how dangerous it is, how all these people have come in and changed things. But the reality is, God has us here. He's planted us here. And we have to go and share the good news of Jesus Christ to who He has called us to share. And we can only do it by the power of God. That's the only way. Rest in His power. Rest in His Spirit. And He will do amazing things. May we not get caught up in ourselves. May we not get caught up in religion. May we not get caught up in anything that will keep us away from worshiping and praising the God that loves us, that sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for us so that we could have eternal life. May we pray together. Lord, we do love you and we thank you for the power that is in your word. And Lord, right now I pray that we all have your spirit leading us, showing us, allowing us to be the missionaries that you've called us to be. Lord, penetrate us. Bring us to that crisis of belief right here, right now, of either saying, yes, God, I will follow you and I will be what you called me to be, or really and truly, God, my prayer is that we don't lukewarm do it, but that we'll be sold out to it. And if it's, the answer is no within our hearts, that we will say no to you this morning. Lord, thank you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for allowing me to have an intimate, real relationship with you. Lord, I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Folks, you've heard the gospel. Amen. You've heard the word.